This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Trump's impeachment trial will begin next week. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to five deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote on whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The Senate has confirmed President Biden's second cabinet member, Lloyd Austin, as Secretary of Defense. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record, and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. No cause was given. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Twitter says it has permanently banned an account connected to the office of Iran's supreme leader. Friday's suspension came after the page posted a photo that appeared to show former President Donald Trump playing golf in the shadow of a giant drone. Other accounts thought to be tied to the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's office remained active. Since Facebook and Twitter cut off Trump from their platforms for inciting the assault on the U.S. Capitol, activists have urged the companies to apply their policies equally to other political figures. Authorities in Russia have taken elaborate measures to curb protests against the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests are being planned for Saturday in more than 60 Russian cities. Universities and colleges have urged students not to attend rallies, with some saying students may be subject to disciplinary action if they do. As well, Navalny's associates in Moscow and other regions have been detained, while opposition supporters and independent journalists have been approached by police with official warnings against protesting. Navalny, Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was arrested on Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany after recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan doubled down on its commitment to host the Tokyo Olympics this year and flatly denied reports on Friday of a cancellation. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
A government spokesman told Japan's parliament there was no truth to reports in the Times of London of a cancellation. And Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the games will be a, quote, symbol of humanity overcoming the virus. The Times report had cited one unidentified source from Japan's ruling coalition and said that Japan was now focused on rescheduling the games to 2032. Saturday marks 6 months to go before the Olympics are set to kick off in July, already delayed from last year over the pandemic. Recent polls show 80% of Japanese do not want the games to go ahead this summer, afraid athletes arriving from overseas will help spread the virus.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Officials in India's southern Karnataka state say at least five people were killed late Thursday when a truck carrying explosives detonated at a stone mine. Karnataka state is known for its rich mineral deposits and stone quarries. On his Twitter account, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was pained by the loss of life and the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.